Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Welcome to Ask Rob and Rob. We're back to do it once again. Jason, Dave, today is your lucky day. Well, hopefully anyway. We're going to answer your questions at least. Those questions coming up in just a sec, and they're good ones as well. But if those questions inspire you to send in a question of your own, here's how to do it.
You can call in on 013 808 0035, or you can go to our lovely shiny website, propertyhub.net/ask, and record your question there. That's what our first listener, or listeners, I should say, have done. Our first question comes in from Jason and Stacey.
Hi, Rob and Rob. It's Jason and Stacey here. First of all, thank you for the content that you've provided online. We found it to be very informative and also very honest as well. So thanks for that. So just as a quick background, we're seriously considering setting up a limited company with the long-term view to achieving around 20 buy-to-let properties within 6 to 8 years using the professional let strategy. And we want each property to bring in a minimum of £200 profit once all the mortgage management and insurance fees are deducted on an interest-only mortgage. So our position is that we currently have £10,000 cash and our mortgaged home, where we owe £72,000 on the mortgage, with the property being valued £120,000. And we live in Burnley and want to start our journey here, as we see it as a good place to invest for the future with everything development-wise that's going on in the town. So our question is, how would you approach our situation to buying a buy-to-let property? Would you refinance our home to take the equity, or could you use the equity in the home as a deposit for bridging finance and remortgage the buy-to-let property in order to repay that bridging finance? Any of your thoughts would be greatly appreciated.
Thank you for the question. There's loads to get into here, so let's have a go. When it comes to remortgaging your own home, generally speaking, if you're comfortable with the risks of doing that, then it can be a good idea because it tends to be the cheapest debt you're ever going to have. Residential mortgage rates are lower than buy-to-let rates. They're crazy low at the moment by historical standards, so you can get that money very cheaply and then use it for your project. Of course, some people just aren't going to be comfortable using their home in that way, and that's totally fine. Some people don't want to use their own home as a tool. They want to just get that mortgage paid off and so they can live mortgage-free. That's fine as well. But clearly, in your case, you are comfortable, so that's fine. In your case, I think you're going to need to. The $10,000 that you've got is just not going to be enough. You're going to need to add to that. And so unless you've got another way of generating the rest, using the equity in your own home is going to be the way to go. So far, so straightforward, all good. Here's the thing, though, and this puts me in an unusual position because we spend a lot of time on this podcast talking about being ambitious and setting big goals. But I'm concerned here about your goal of achieving 20 properties in 6 to 8 years. When you're starting with $10,000 in cash and a bit of equity from your own property, I'm just not clear on how you're going to get there. It's possible that there's something else going on that we're not aware of. So you might know that there's more money coming your way. You might now be in a position to save up far more quickly than you ever have done before. But in the absence of something like that, each of those properties is going to need a deposit. So you're going to need to be socking away a huge amount to make that happen in that kind of time frame. 20 properties over 20 years, fine, maybe even less, depending on the amount you can save. And of course, as time goes on, the easier it gets because you can snowball all the rental income you're getting into that next deposit and get each one faster and faster. But 6 to 8 years is sounding a little bit unrealistic, and it's totally fine to be ambitious if you can see a clear path to getting there. But my concern here is that you've picked a result that you want, 200 profit from 20 properties, 10 grand a month. Sounds brilliant. But I think that might have come from what you want rather than what you can realistically get to. If you are going to do it though, then you will need to be adding value to those properties that you buy. You can't be affording to put a deposit into each one and then just leave it there. You'll need to be doing the buy, refurb, refinance strategy to pull some cash out again. So if you were to do that, you would need to get the equity out of your home, use that to fund a deposit and the refurb and take out bridging finance on the property that you buy, then do the work and refinance that property so you can pull as much money back out again as you possibly can. That is something you can do. My concern is this is your first one. Your first project never goes perfectly. There'll be so many lessons that you learn on the first one, so many mistakes that you'll make that you won't repeat next time round. That doing that when you've got expensive borrowing ticking on in the background and you're putting yourselves under pressure to pull out as much money as possible can put you under a lot of strain. And there's the risk that it'll be really stressful and put you off property entirely, which is not what you want to happen. So what you could consider doing is easing into it a little bit. Don't take out bridging on that first property. Just buy it on a regular mortgage. Add a little bit of value to the property by giving it a bit of a refurb or something else. Not enough that's going to allow you to pull any money back out straight away, but perhaps it will do in a couple of years if you've bought at a good price and the area does well as well. That will slow you down and you will have to keep saving before you can buy the next one. But long term, that might put you in a better position. Being ambitious is great. Setting yourself an aggressive time frame is great. And maybe you'll be able to make this work. But I'd suggest that if you could just slow down a little bit, you might actually have a higher chance of getting to the position you want to end up in and have a much more enjoyable and less stressful time along the way as well.
Brilliant answer, Rob. And, you know, just speaking the truth, the reality of your situation, possible but risky and extremely difficult. And a word of caution for Jason, Stacey and everyone else listening with similar sorts of funds available. There are lots of people out there who will tell you that this is possible and will gladly take your money in the process to teach you how it's possible. But the truth is, there are no secret recipes, clever tactics that only a few understand. People selling you courses or dreams will want make you think that, but the reality is what Rob's just described. But thank you, Jason, Stacey. It's helped not only give you an answer there, but also helped a lot of other people listening as well. And let's see if we can help a bit further by answering our question in from Dave.
Hi, Rob and Rob. My name's Dave. I really appreciate your podcast. I'm sure many people do. It's really good. But I've got a question about investing in general for your first property. I mean, it's a lot of talk, and I've seen your YouTube video that says how to invest your first 50 grand. What about for us who doesn't have that much? I'm looking at 20 grand, and I keep hearing that that should be enough for your first property investment. And in any place I look, it doesn't seem realistic because there's a lot of other work, like refurbishment that's done. What kind of advice do you have for such a little sum of money?
Dave, thank you. Great question. And yes, we do have a video on that very subject, how to invest £50,000. So if you're not subscribed to the Property Hub YouTube channel, hint, hint, get over there now. Loads of good content that you're missing out on. But how can we help you? Because we haven't got a video called How to Invest £20,000. And the reason is, Dave, is as you've pointed out already, it's pretty tough. So we've heard from Rob answering the last question that it's challenging with 10. And it still remains the case for 20. But the good news is you are very close. Because you can probably pick up an okay property in an okay area for about £80,000. If you put a 25% deposit down, that's your 20k gone. So you can go ahead, right? Well, no. As you probably worked out, there are other costs involved, like stamp duty, conveyancing costs, mortgage broker costs, and so on. You'll also want a small pot of funds for a rainy day, because if you don't get a tenant in month one or month two, you don't want to be suddenly in trouble with the bank. But adding another 5k from where you are now should be there or thereabouts. And ideally, I say to people now that the minimum you want to invest with is about 30,000, but it is possible from about 20,000 up. You've got to get it right, but it is doable. Now, there will be people listening going, but Rob, there are properties out there for 60 grand, so why not go for one of those? And yes, you can, and maybe the experience of owning that property is going to be a good investment, but if you can get that 5k together in the next 12 months or less, then I'd hold on, because the type of property between 60,000 and 80,000 are vastly different. So Dave, you're nearly there. Well done for getting £20,000 together. It's an incredible sum of money. And if you can get a bit more together, you're up and running. So best of luck with whatever decision you make. And I hope your first investment is a great one.
Well, there you go. Two answers for two listeners. Maybe not the answers that they wanted to hear, but we believe it's important to be realistic when it comes to property investing. And hopefully, if you are near the start of your journey, you'll have found those answers helpful as well. Not long to wait until your next property podcast fix. We're going to be back on Thursday with another brand new episode. So we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.